The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products and makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. When we begin to see that every decision we make not only impacts our lives today, but also has eternal significance, it becomes clear that personal finance is more than money. Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Mark Manila. Please join us as we explore personal finance from a biblical perspective.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mark Manila, your host, and joining me...
Daniel, the producer.
Welcome, Daniel.
Hey.
And welcome to all our new listeners. I know people are out there talking about the show because we bring a lot of good information out to our listeners. And our goal, of course, is to do that, to bring information they cannot get elsewhere, mm-hmm. not from the financial institutions, or at least they won't give the same information we give,
right?
And not from just reading it in the financial papers, because most people don't have the same information we're able to bring to our listeners from a technical point of view, from a fundamental point of view, and from a biblical point of view.
Biblical, responsible investing.
Right, exactly. And that's what we do. So today I thought we'd talk a little bit about, you know, we always talk, almost every week we talk about what's wrong and, you know, what people could do and what they need to look out for. Let's talk about those people who are trying to do it right.
Okay.
I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
And we'll mix it up once in a while.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people with good hearts who hear the show and say, you know, what Mark said the other day makes sense. If we're going to invest our money, or God's money that he's given to us to be stewards over, we should do it in a fashion that glorifies God.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go find some funds. And so people do that, and they contact their investment brokers or their advisors. There's a big difference between the two, which, by the way, on an upcoming show, it's really important that that people listen to this show we're going to be doing here in the near future on brokerages, because I don't think people understand how broker dealers and stock brokers might just be not doing things in their best interest.
Mm.
But we'll talk about that. And the reason I'm saying that is there's some really interesting reports, including a White House memo, some articles in Forbes that are bringing this to light, and other things. But that's another show.
Okay.
Let's talk about this show. Those people who are trying to do it right, you say, yeah. So they go to their broker or their advisor and they say, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm a Lutheran. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Pentecostal. Yeah, whatever. And I want to invest in alignment with my beliefs, which are based in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the broker will go online and start looking some things up, trying to find some information on religious funds.
Mm.
And so the person, and then make the recommendations, you know, and that sounds like the right way to go in general, right?
But yeah, for the most part, but isn't religious kind of just like a, you know, like a broad spectrum word?
Well, sure. Sure. And so is like faith.
Right.
Faith in what? You know, for example, there are mutual funds for the Islamic faith. Is that the same as Christian faith?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. There's religion. There's funds out there for, I don't know, environmentalist. I know people say that's not a religion, but hey, if you're close to any environmentalist, you know it's a religion.
Right.
And you know, they're right on many different areas. I really believe that God said, use, don't abuse this planet. In fact, we were put here to care for it.
Right.
That doesn't mean, you know, letting babies starve to death because there's a beetle that you haven't seen somewhere else that won't allow you to cut down or pick apples in that orchard or whatever, you know.
Mm.
So we, you know, use, don't abuse. But there's all sorts of faith and religions. So but still, just the Christian religions we could look at, not even the Islamic or others, those that call themselves Christian. I thought we'd look at some things. Remember, just because it's screened clean or they say it's a religious fund or it's following the tenets of this Christian faith, whether it be Baptist, Southern Baptist, non-denominational
right.
or whatever, doesn't mean that it is a good fund from so many different perspectives. Okay. For example, let's just take the two A's, the first two A's of our, of the three A's of investing out first, you know, analysis. The fundamental and technical analysis on those funds still need to be done. Just because they may say they are biblically clean doesn't mean they're a good investment, right? Okay. For example, a guy might be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always wanted to work on cars, but know nothing about it. But he opens up a Christian car repair shop, but he's no good at it.
Huh.
But he's a Christian and he's not going to cheat you. He's going to do everything he can to do it right, but he just doesn't have the talent or the tools to do it.
Yeah. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. You wouldn't take your car there unless you might as well just give him money to help him out. But you know, you're better off taking your car somewhere where they know what they're doing, you know, and yeah, we want to support now if there's a Christian car repair shop that, and they're really good at what they do, which by the way, there are a couple in town, which we might have to have them on the air sometime. Right. Of course it'd be great to use them because then you're helping a brother and sister in the Lord with their business. They're helping you because you know, they're not going to take advantage of you, on and on. When it comes to investing, unless you do your homework or have somebody who knows how to do this homework and just isn't a somebody who doesn't do this all the time, you know, you want an expert, somebody who does this all the time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I thought we'd examine some of the so-called religious funds that many brokerages will throw you in, or I'm sorry, will help you to invest in. When you tell them that you're a Christian and don't want to compromise Christian beliefs. And,
okay.
And by doing that, because the heart is right, and even the broker's heart might be right, but they might not have the same information that we have at this time, or they may not be willing to do the in-depth investigations as we do.
Right.
Okay. So I thought we'd just start with just kind of go across the board for some things. I'm going to come back to the one that popped up to my screen, but let's talk about Thrivent. Thrivent has some clean funds and not clean funds. And see, here's another thing. A group of mutual funds, and we're not going to talk specifically about what mutual funds are, but in general, that's for smaller investors who use mutual funds because you can get diversification within that fund. And we'll talk about that some other time. And by the way, we're not recommending sales or buy at this point. We're just talking conceptually,
right.
Okay? It's very important. Before you buy or sell anything, you really should talk to an investment professional. I suggest a fee-based professional, somebody who doesn't earn a commission for buying or selling, but earns their living by managing or helping you manage your investments. It's a little bit of a bias of mine now. But anyway, so let's talk about this. A mutual fund, usually a fund isn't in and of itself. There's usually a family of funds. So there might be, you know, for example, Thrivent has large cap, small cap, all sorts of different bond funds, things like that. And so they have some that are totally clean and some that aren't. So it would seem like, well, what do I do? Well, your advisor should know which ones are clean and which ones aren't, for example. And this really concerns me is the Thrivent Large Cap Growth Fund. Now, you know, everybody's going to look at these screens differently, but screening for abortion generally is a slam dunk for Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Large Cap Growth Fund has 19.7% of their assets, of what they're buying for you in that mutual fund, in companies that either profit or promote abortion.
And I think any Christian who has his heart after God would definitely protest that.
Right, right. And now somebody's out there saying, Mark, why are you beating up on Lutherans? I'm not. I'm just trying to show you that every family of fun, and by the way, that'll change next week, next month. It'll be less or more because the managers of that fund will buy into something else and sell something out of it.
Right.
And hopefully, as they find more and more what's ugly in that fund, they'll get rid of some of that stuff that's ugly and it'll become more clean.
If they listen to the show, they would definitely have that information.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, I don't want to beat up on any one fund. For example...
Let's beat up on two.
Or anyone... Any Christian denomination,
right?
For example, let's move on. The Ave Maria funds, this is more of a Catholic-based fund, which, by the way, Catholics seem to be the strongest on the abortion front.
Right.
You know, they really, the Catholic Church has fought hard and stayed steady about the sanctity of life.
Right.
You know, so here's the Ave Maria Rising Dividend Fund, a well-managed fund in many ways, you know, good fundamentally technicals in general under most market conditions. But when it comes to biblically responsible, 15.4% in companies that either promote or profit from abortion.
And any number that's higher than zero constitutes a problem, right?
Well, it does for me. Does it for you? Does it for you who are listening? If you knew that your investments were in a company that either profits from or promotes abortion, even 0.01%, would it bother you? And unfortunately, what happens is when somebody for the first time gets the idea, gets the concept of, I want to invest without compromising my Christian values, and they go to their broker and their broker isn't well versed in this, they look up religious funds or Catholic funds or Lutheran funds or Protestant funds, and they find these things and they think, well, this fits what you're looking for. But it's not always true. So you got to be very careful and realize that things change. Is when you go in to invest, one of the things you need to realize is that just like the market changes, just like sometimes small caps can do good while large caps are on the downturn, just like when parts of the economy are doing well, like auto sales might be up and auto companies might be doing well, but housing starts might be down. And so building, you know, home builders might be losing money for you, you know, different sectors. Just like that happens, so does the what happens in the biblical responsible end. As the managers manage this fund, so they may, it may be clean today, but 6 months from now, as they move into a more profitable sector, they may miss something and it, you might have something dirty in there, something offensive, something that you would not want to own in your portfolio.
So almost in a way, it's constantly changing one way or the other.
Right. I coined a new phrase.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I've coined this to talk about what I think is the perfect situation for investing. Not perfect, but...
Ideal.
Ideal, yeah. Adaptive allocation.
Adaptive allocation.
Right. And what that means is, of course you got to allocate, but what do you allocate to? Well, the Markowitz theories, which have been proven erroneous, wrong, bad, of no value to real investors, say that you can invest 40% here, 60% there, and just let it go. Well, but we know the market has temperaments, and it goes through different phrases, bear markets, bull markets, economic situations. We know all this, so you have to adapt to that. It's kind of like sailing.
Right.
You know, you're in the water. If it's smooth water, you could throw that jib out. You can just go full speed ahead. You know, you can let that wind push you down. But if you got 6-foot swells, you got to do something different.
Yeah.
You know, you have to adapt to the environment.
All right.
And if the wind stops coming from behind you and comes from directly in front of you, you have to tack. You have to change. You have to change everything
right.
around. You have to adapt. You have to start zigzagging into the wind. So you can go upwind, you know. There's things you got to do. Adaptive allocation. The same thing's true with your investments, which means it has to be live. It has to be aware, awake, conscious continuously. The person manage your money needs to understand that and do that for you because it's a full-time job. If you don't have anything else to do, you can do it yourself. Otherwise, you need to hire somebody to do it for you. And that includes what a company does from a biblical, responsible perspective.
Mm.
For example, a lot of small company stocks are clean. They don't compromise Christian investments. A lot, if not most, of large company stocks are dirty because they've gotten so big and the board of directors have their personal agendas and, you know, and they want to be socially acceptable. And so they do all this stuff with the money and
right.
they do these things. So it's kind of crazy. Well, those large companies were small at one time. So at one time, they probably were clean.
Right.
And then they got bigger, and then they had extra money, so they started promoting things that were on their personal agenda.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a liberal agenda. Or the board of directors changed over. Or, so things can change in a corporation is what I'm saying from a biblical responsible perspective. Maybe this biomed company originally was working on cures for cancer and diabetes and things like that. And then they found a profitable area in maybe making a drug that abortion clinics would use or hand out, you know. And so they adopt that into their product mix. And now we no longer can hold that. We no longer will want to invest in that company because of that. Yesterday they weren't doing that, but 6 months from now they could be.
So whether it's intentional or careless, these smaller companies sometimes they start out clean, but then
because they don't have the money to waste.
That's right. So they start out clean, and then they start getting into the areas that would be offensive to Christians.
Possibly large cap, mid cap. It could be a clean large cap that changes directions or buys another company, but maybe it's a tech company that buys five companies over the next year, five small tech companies, and some of those tech companies are producing porno. You know, it happens. Disney was clean one time.
Disney was clean?
Yeah, at one point, many, 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 many years ago. And then they started doing adult entertainment, and then they started doing different things. So they've changed. The board changed over, more liberal board, wanting to promote sexual lifestyles that are not biblically sound and things like that came on board. So things happened. They started having special days at the park for alternative lifestyle people and then they started donating money to Planned Parenthood and things like that. So Disney was clean at one time, then they went dirty. Maybe they'll go clean again sometime.
Put them through the wash first.
Yeah, put them through the wash first. So we can see, just like the fundamental and technicals analysis, how those things change with the company, how cash flows change, how the economic environment changes. We also can have how the moral disposition of a company can change also. So whoever you're hiring to manage your portfolio, because you got the heart to do it right, you may want to look into make sure they're actively managing it, that they're adapting to the changes and staying up on it. You know, I thought maybe we'd look at a couple other funds. For example, there's a family of funds called Eventide Healthcare and Life Sciences. That's a fund. It's totally clean. And so is their whole family of funds. I think they only have two or three funds, but they're clean because the founders of that family are very strict in wanting to honor God in what they do. So there are some families out there that are clean.
Is that the same as the Eventide Gillian fund that we
had? Okay. That's one of their funds. And again, these aren't recommendations. You need to make sure that they're fundamentally, technically, and biblically sound before you invest in them. And I always suggest you talk to somebody before you do that. And you also have to, even if they were all that, and you got $6 million in credit card debt, and you're not putting food on the table, and you're going to lose your house, you probably shouldn't be putting money in a mutual fund at that time. You also need to know how investing incorporates into your life. So always talk to a financial advisor to get that holistic view of your finances. There's another family of funds called Guidestone Funds, and Guidestone does not invest in any company that publicly recognized as determined by Guidestone Financial Resources as being in the liquor, tobacco, gambling, pornography, or abortion industries. And so I like these people. I met most of the people in this industry. So I like these people, yet out of all their funds, half of them I couldn't invest in because of the compromising biblical ethics. For example, the Large Blend Fund is 30% in abortion, companies that either promote or profit from abortion. Yet they have so many other good funds. So it doesn't mean you can't use Guidestone, but you need to know within them what's good and what's not and what fits your investment profile. Here's something really interesting.
Okay.
A lot of people know of the Timothy Plan in the Christian community.
Right. I've heard of it.
It's one of the first family of funds to invest on purpose by prospectus to not invest in anything that compromises Christian values.
The Pioneer.
Yeah. And they have 8 to 12 funds in their family. And they're, you know, I must disclose that I was on the board of directors of the Timothy Plan for 4 years. So I know a lot about the Timothy Plan, their heart and everything. And I got to say, there's no compromise there. Art Alley, who started this, he's a hardhead. He will not compromise. He was called by God to do this and to honor God, and he's not going to compromise. Yet, sometimes over the years, things have snuck in. For example, they acquired another mutual fund one time and incorporated it into one of their funds. Well, that other mutual fund, which was a Christian-based fund, had a handful of stocks in it that were dirty.
Mm.
They couldn't just get rid of it. By the laws in mutual funds, you know, they have to follow certain laws. They can't just dump stuff on the market because it could affect the market, things like that. So it took time to get rid of it. But there you were for a little bit. They weren't clean. And when I would screen them and say, hey, in fact, I called. I said, Art, what's going on here? I'm screening your fund. And, you know, are you getting lazy? You know? and he said, no, this is what happened. And I said, okay, well, that makes sense. Your heart is right. Your direction is right. You're trying to do the right thing. I don't have to move my clients out of that fund. It's just it was acquired, you know, that other one. And so they're getting rid of it. They have to do it in an orderly fashion, not to affect the markets. You know, so that made sense. You know, so things like that do happen. That's why I think it's really important that people realize, not just from a biblical responsible perspective, but also from an economic environmental perspective, that somebody needs to be watching your investments. Somebody who will be doing adaptive allocation. When the wind changes, the sails should change too. You should be changing your sails, a larger sail, smaller sail, moving it, you know, one way or another so that you take full advantage of it. If one sector is doing better than another, you should be moving towards that sector. Mm. Otherwise, you won't ever finish the race, or you might even be blown over when the wind changes and knocks the boat over because you have the wrong sails up.
Sounds almost in a way that we kind of need Batman.
No, you just need somebody who is purposely watching your investments and the environment your investments are in. It just makes so much sense. I mean, the weather, you go outside, if the wind comes up, you change things. If it starts getting cold, you change your clothes, you right. adapt to it. If it starts raining, you put up an umbrella and put on the galoshes, you know? You change, you adapt to the environment that is happening. It does. You could just be standing there and all these things can happen around you. If you don't adapt, you're going to get sick or die, you know?
Right.
So you have to adapt. Same thing is true with your finances. The people who get hurt the most are the ones who just stand there and say, well, I can weather this out.
Yeah. Another way to put it is if you're not moving, you're dying.
Well, quite possibly. I don't know if I'd put it like that or not. But anyway, the goal was not to beat up on any organization. The goal was to illustrate that even those who are trying to do it right sometimes fail. And sometimes they just say, we're making exceptions and we're good with these exceptions. You need to know what exceptions they're making before you invest in those funds, both from a fundamental and technical perspective, as well as a biblical responsible.
So the fundamental, the technical, and the biblical, the three
A's. Analysis, fundamental analysis, which is cash flows, you know, usually taken from balance sheets and income statements, all the information about that company. Technical usually is more about how the environment affects that company, whether they're doing well in that environment or not, and how they're doing with everybody else. And then biblical says, is this in alignment with what I want for my children? Are you investing from a base of love, harm no one, care for others, even in those companies you own? Because when you're an owner of a stock, you're an owner of a company, and therefore you're participating in whatever that company does. So it gives you the opportunity to express the love of God through your investments, and in doing so, make it an act of worship. It's all pretty cool. And in doing so, it changes your mindset. It gives you a little bit more joy and helps you realize that life is
so much more
than money.
For information about this show or to speak with Mark personally about your finances, call Mark Manila at 314-212-1404. That's 314-212-1404. The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns.